Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio. Yeah. So death.
Global14.com. Once again, Happy New Year. Hope everyone has a great year. And if you had a bad year last year, definitely, you know, make some changes this year. Don't just sit around and then just feel like, okay, it's a new year, so it's automatically going to, you know, pan out for you. No, you have to make those changes. So definitely make sure you make changes this year, even if it means getting rid of people in your life. Definitely make sure you do that. I don't know about you, Jeezy, but yeah, I definitely had to separate myself from some people from last year. But you know, this is all about growing up.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to have to, too, because there's just some people that are really bringing down my vibes. I'm a very energetic and positive person. You know, you can't let the negativity get in the way. I don't really like getting rid of people in my life, but, you know, if they're going to keep bringing you down and bringing you down, what are you supposed to do? You know,
right.
As Diddy would say, no bitch-assness
right.
in 2012.
Right. So, did you see the artwork for Rick Ross's... new mixtape?
No, I didn't. I tried loading it on my phone earlier, and it wouldn't load, and I completely forgot about it until you said something now. I'm kind of mad I didn't look at it.
It's pretty, I mean, it's cool. It's not bad. But I know that I saw him tweet as well. He said that people are pretty much bidding for him to release his mixtape on their site. Six figures, even.
Dang. See, I always go that piff to download my stuff, and I don't know. I'm sure if these artists are promoting the other websites, they're not bad websites. But something about that piff is the only website I like downloading mixtapes from.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know what? I guess we'll have to see. You know where he actually is. He supposed to be on live mixtapes. But I guess we'll see. Maybe he's really gonna switch out.
Six figures. You'd be dumb not to.
Right, just to release a free music. Now I see why people are releasing free music. Shoot, you get paid.
You
go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I can't believe that he's getting paid to do something that, you know, mixtapes I feel like are kind of just like something artists like to do to put out there. And it's like
right.
He's about to make six figures off just picking a website to release it on. I'm like, damn.
Right. Yeah, man, that's a lot. Well, I know one of the other things that people got to pay attention to Twitter. A lot of people don't understand how powerful Twitter really is. Also, I don't know if you guys that are listening, JD announced that he's looking for some new engineers. So hit him up on global14.com, hit him up at JD, or send him a message. And if you haven't joined on global14.com, this is some of the things that you will miss out on. This is an opportunity for you to pretty much link up with JD and be a part of his brand. So once again, hit up JD. He's looking for some new music engineers. And, you know, I don't know. If people are, Jeezy, people don't pay attention to what's really going on Global 14, I don't know what else to say to them, because this is something
that... They miss out on a lot if they're not.
Yeah, it's just like it's amazing what's going on. Even with this radio show, Pump It or Dump It, all the hosts that have their own shows on Global 14 Radio, Pump It or Dump It is getting ready to do a mixtape. People with all their music, their original music and stuff. I mean, it's amazing what's going on. And definitely, you guys, I don't know what to say, but you have to jump on global14.com to see what is exactly going on. You're missing out on... not only exclusive, but opportunity. Another thing is Dondria is dropping Duets 3 on the 6th. It's a lot of buzz. I know her album, we got a preview from some of the music from her album that sound amazing. Of course, it's not going to be on the Duets 3 mixtape, but I definitely can't wait to hear the album. A lot of us were just like, yo, we want this song that y'all were just mixing just now, you know, on the Living the Life video. But, yo, I can already tell Dondria is going to have a great year. So definitely stay tuned for that. If we are able to get a hold of some exclusive music, we definitely will let you guys know and make sure we post it. All right? Well, what I want to do right now is, you know, definitely make sure you guys hit me up at Crush on global14.com if you want to be an intern. If you are in the L.A. area, definitely, which will be a plus, definitely hit me up, all right? Global 14 Radio is looking for interns. I don't know. So much that's going on. So much to mention, but we'll definitely keep you posted on everything. Pay attention. Like my boy Ben in the chat room is saying, pay attention. Matter of fact, shout out to Ben for that video, homie. Yo, we need you and your people on the show, man, and I need that track. I know you hear me. I need that track so we can play on Global 14 Radio. That was a dope video. If you guys don't know who Ben is, definitely go on global14.com. Check out Ben Carew. He is doing big, big things with his people. He posted a really, really nice video. I apologize because I don't know the name, but I just saw his name in our chat. So, but definitely, he's going to send me that damn track. I know that much. Jeezy, I don't know if you saw it, but it was a dope video. We saw Ben in there getting his thing on, you know, in the video, looking very dapper. So we definitely want to make sure that we get Ben and his music on Global 14 Radio. So we're going to feature that as soon as he sends me the track. He needs to hurry up and send me the track. How about that, Ben? Oh, yeah, homie, you know it's all love. It's always going to be love. All right, so Selena Johnson is going to be on the show tonight. If you are not online, if you are not paying attention, we are just going to continue to bring you some really, really dope interviews. I want to make sure that you guys understand this is a movement. We're not just playing. This is not just some regular, you know, some regular social network. We are doing a lot of stuff on global14.com. Definitely, you know, make sure you check it out. Check out the global14.com store. Look. I'm telling you right now, if you do not have a Global 14 account, something is really, really wrong with you. Well, one of the things that we do on this show is we talk about gossip and news and anything that's relevant. So what we're going to do is tonight we're not going to get into the quickies because we don't have time because we've got a special guest coming on. But what I want to do is bring my girl Renita live. And hold on, try to bring her live. Come on. Okay.
All right. I think I'm live, though. I think
no,
I'm
you're live now.
In full effect.
It kept muting you. So so check this out. So let's get into your spilt tea for tonight.
Wow, I feel glad I'm ready. You know, I was about to go and do some things, but I guess I can give y'all some tea for tonight.
This is what I'm talking about. She's about to get her first mute of the year. This is routine. She knows.
No, we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to. Okay. We're not going to do any mutes going into 2012. Let me hit y'all with this tea real quick before Crush shuts the sister down. My studio sources tell me that two green lights are going in full effect for 2012, and I'm excited about both. Paranormal Activity 4 will start shooting this year. There was back and forth talks that they may stop at 3 because they were thinking maybe their fans thought that it was getting cheesy, but nope, they're coming out with a 4. Also, Five Brothers, which is the anticipated sequel to Four Brothers. Now, Mark Wahlberg has the hands and is running the helm of the sequel for Five Brothers. He actually is going out and is trying to get all the original people, except for the one actor, as we know, that, you know, died. So it's pretty much three adopted brothers. I don't know how Five Brothers are going to come out. This is going to be interesting. But I can say that also signed on along with Mark is Tyrese. They are working with Andre 3000 to make that happen. And I will keep you guys locked on that because I actually love Four Brothers. We're also trying to figure out if John Singleton is going to sign on to direct it. That's also up in the air, so I will keep you guys posted about that. Eddie Long's wife yesterday decided at the very last minute to pull from this divorce yet again from her husband. Rumors have it that Eddie is worried that if they actually get a divorce and he keeps getting hit with these molestation charges, she will be able to testify against him. So, Crush, I don't know how this is going to work, but I don't know why she keeps going back and forth. One day she's going to divorce him. One day she's going to stay by her man. Like, she sounds a little confused or paid off. I don't know which one.
I'm going to tell you how I feel about this crap. First of all, I'm tired of hearing this man's name, Eddie Long, with the wig, with the lace front, that curly lace front he be wearing. I'm over him. I can't even, you know, what's hard is so many boys came out in 2011 that admitted to being molested. It's very hard for young men to admit something like that. And the mental anguish that comes along with that. And, you know, I just wish this story would go away. You know what I'm saying? Because he's paid up, and for her to still stick by him, I can't imagine what she's battling. I'm going to just say that. Because I don't want to say, you know, she's condoning it, because that's not always true.
But right.
I definitely hope that she, you know, makes the right decision. And she's not staying, you know, hopefully she's smart enough to know whether or not he just wants her to stay because of that issue. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
You know, this is the thing that sucks. We're not, you know, we're not there behind the scenes. We don't know what's going on at
all.
You know, and it could just be someone just, you know what, to me, it could be someone just throwing this out every now and then. She might not, how do we know this is even true?
Well, it was confirmed that she did pull back the divorce. So that has actually been confirmed.
That was a while back.
Oh no, this is
reconsidering again.
Yeah, this is Mrs. Long's third time saying that she was going to file, then going and filing, and then last minute taking it back. That's why people are thinking that it's a payoff, but we'll see. Hopefully it's not.
You know what? This is why we need Oprah back, because we need Mrs. Long to get on Oprah and tell us what in the world was she thinking, what went through her mind when this popped up. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
And if she knew.
Right. Well, we'll see. Also, L.A. Reid decided that he is going to swoop Melanie Amaro, the X Factor winner, over to Epic. Now, really quick, I don't think this is a good move. Epic, when J Records broke up, Epic is one of the, I would say, labels that instead of the strong talent going to, it's more of the talent they have to work with. And I'm saying if you gave her $5 million, well, the millions of people that voted gave her the $5 million and called her the winner of X Factor, I don't know if she should be in the hands of L.A. Reid. I would personally want to be in the hands of Simon Cowell, because to me, I like his track record just a little bit more. But we'll see.
Right.
Good luck, Melanie. I hope it works out. And finally, the sweet tea for today. Which two well-known comedians cannot stand each other? It's so bad that one of them is actually gunning for the other's job. Now, I know it sort of sounds like the old drama that was brewing between Bernie Mac and Steve Harvey, but it's not them. I wouldn't give y'all old tea. This is new tea, people. Come on. I will give you a quick hint that it is two females. And one of the females is known to being a wacky host during New Year's. Go to Global 14 G-Talk group. I will give you the answer because I'm in that special mood. And you can always hit me up also there on Global 14. I'm at Rock and Rolla, RockNRolla.
Whoa. Yo, you're really going to give up the spilled tea? Oh, boy. If you're not a member of... If you guys are not a member of the G-Talk radio group, this will be her second time dropping a bomb and giving you guys an answer or dropping something that You know what? I just saw someone feature that story about our girl, our homegirl, being on Glee.
Exactly. They are so late, Crush. That's what's crazy. They are so late. And again, we also have them up on that Gloria Estefan being on Glee, too. No one has been talking about that. So, lifers, look out for her this year on Glee as well.
Okay. Well, thank you once again, Renita, for giving us the spilled tea of the day. Right now, Selena Johnson, excuse me, I'm stuttering because I'm nervous. We have the voice on the show tonight. Definitely stay tuned for that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, The Voice will be live with us on Global 14 Radio. Radio. Happy New Year, Selena.
Happy New Year. How's it going?
Oh, great. You know what? I'm so happy you're on the show because we're going to have some fun tonight. You're already getting mad love in the chat room. I don't know if you know. We have a chat room going on right now as well. And one of our Global 14 members just said, he said, I feel like she's talking to me right now. And you know you have that effect when it comes to your music. A lot of people feel that way.
Well, I hope so. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to touch people, and I'm trying to change lives with my music. So I'm hoping that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you definitely have. Before we get into that, though, I want to thank you for joining Global14.com. I know JD reached out to you. But not only that, you've been interacting with some of the people on Global14.com, and we really appreciate that. Tell us what you think about Global 14 so far.
Well, I think it's awesome. I think it's cool that JD, such an icon that he is taking the time to put together something like this, more avenues for music to be heard. You know, it can never be a bad thing. And I think that, you know, it's a huge look, like it's a good look for someone in the music industry to do that, to help, you know, independent artists as well as major artists to be able to have more avenues for their music to be heard. So,
right.
It's a good look.
Yeah. It's working. Trust me. It's really working. And we have so many different things going. I don't know if you've been in the Pump It or Dump It group, but they're working on putting together a Global 14 mixtape. So,
oh, cool.
So much is going on. And, of course, you know, JD supports it. So we definitely are grateful. And, I mean, so much is coming out of it. Even this radio.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
And may it be blessed and grow and be big, and bigger than what you think.
Definitely.
Hopefully.
Definitely. Well, I have always loved not only your voice, I don't even know how to describe it. Just like people are saying in the chat room, like, when we listen to your music, it's like, you know what, she's talking to me. Like you were in our situation when it comes to relationship. Your voice and your music will empower any woman to give a good man a chance or change the locks. How do you feel about that?
That's the first time I've ever heard anyone say, the very first time in all of my interview years, and it's been a long time, 20 years of interviews, and that's the first time that I've ever heard anyone say that my music has inspired a woman to give a man a chance. Because, yeah, people, you know, the misconception is that I'm a male basher and that, you know, I want a woman to leave men, which is not, it's never the case.
Right.
I'm a woman who has been through different issues with a man, and I talk about them. Unfortunately,
right.
You know, I'm not trying to hate on the men, but
right.
Y'all need to step your game up. Okay,
right.
Step your game
right.
up, and then I wouldn't have to have these talks. But there are men who have stepped their game up. My husband
right.
being one of them. He's an awesome man, and I like to talk about everything that goes on with me as a woman, not just as an artist, but as a woman, in hope that it can, you know, that revelation can come to women and men. You know what I'm saying? So it's not. You know, that's the first time. I'm glad you said that, because that's the first time that I've ever heard that. So thank you for that.
No! You know, this is my thing. My mom, you know, my mom loves all types of music. You know, I know you've heard this before. You've been compared to Betty Wright. And my mom, the first thing when she first heard I Am Your Woman, that was one of the first things she mentioned herself. She was like, he reminds me of Betty Wright. And that's, it's not about, like you were saying, it's, you're not bashing men at all. People need to listen to
I'm
your
just
music.
I'm telling
that's
them what it is. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you're telling the
yeah,
truth.
They need to, yeah. I'm just telling them what happens. And as a lot of women can relate. And you know, no woman says I'm a male basher. It's always men, of course. But,
right.
you know, I'm just telling it like it is. And the funny thing is this. R. Kelly wrote I'm Your Woman. So
right.
that's a man that wrote that song. That's saying, I'm your
right.
woman, show me some respect and treat me like I'm supposed to be. Like, that's a man that said that. And
right.
the reason why it comes off so Betty Wright-ish, because there's a story behind that as well.
Okay.
R. Kelly, his mom, her favorite artist was Betty Wright.
Oh,
so
wow.
And so when Wayne Williams brought me to R. Kelly, because we were label mates. It's another misconception. People think I was signed to R. Kelly, but R. Kelly did not discover me. Wayne Williams discovered me and brought me to R. Kelly.
Okay.
And so he thought that I reminded him of her. And so
wow.
I even did a remake of Tonight is the Night. Robert
right.
produced it. It's out in this world, too. I just don't know where it's at. But I did a remake to Tonight is the Night. It was supposed to go on Chapter 3, but it didn't, so... But, yeah, he thinks that I'm her. Like, he really believes this in his heart of hearts. Like, when I recorded Tonight is the Night,
right.
it was crazy because he stood inside of the booth with me.
Wow.
And he had
wow.
a picture of his mom. He had a picture of his mom on the, like, on the console where, you know, where they do the little, you know, the board where they do stuff, you know, where they do the little sounds and stuff. And he would say, but you could see the board from inside the book, so it was like a picture up on the thing, so he could see and be inspired by the picture.
Right.
And he was like, if I sing a note wrong, like he'd be stat, like literally inside of the actual singing book, he would tap me on my shoulder and go, do that again.
Wow.
Do that again. Like throughout the whole song, it was the most out of control. It was the most out of control recording I've ever recorded in my whole life.
Right.
But that is the Betty, you know, funny you would say Betty White, because R. Kelly thinks I'm actually her. Like, he thinks I'm her.
Well, let me tell you, listening to your music, to me, I call it yak music. You got to grab you some cognac, sit down, you know, put your feet up, and just listen, because it'll take you back, even if you're not even in that situation anymore, it takes you back, especially I'm Your Woman, another relationship, it will take you back, and it will make you just reminisce on stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it either makes you be like, dang, I shouldn't have did this, or, man, I'm so glad I survived.
I remember
that.
Okay, and I'm so glad I'm out of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so definitely, if anyone's going through anything right now, trust me, pick up chapter 1-5. It will be a
test. And get you some cognac.
Right. Get you some cognac.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Well, we're going to talk about your album. You know, you released this album in September 2011, Chapter 5, Underrated. And, I love that title, but why did you pick that title?
Well, actually, the fans picked that title for me.
Wow.
My fans.
Okay.
You know, everybody say this. I already know. Everybody be like, yeah, my fans are bomb. Okay. But I have the best fans ever. And I mean that on a personal level, because I talk to my fans. All the time. Like, I don't see, you know, obviously I don't know most of them. I don't know them. But I talk to them through Twitter, through Facebook, all the time. Like, we go back and forth. Not all of them, of course. We talk to every single fan in the world. But most of them, I hold dialogue with them. And I value their opinion. And so, because they've been riding with me for this long. So, I value their opinion, and I asked them one day, y'all, what y'all think the next album, you know, title should be. I got all these different ones, you know, a lot of them was like Vengeance and, you know, all these different titles and Gramophone and, you know, all these different titles, but it was cool to see how they perceived me. But I got a lot of people that was like, you know, they kept saying, you're so underrated, you should just name it, I'm underrated. And I was like, you know what, that's a real cool title, because for one, it's kind of gutsy.
Right.
But then if you ask a person, if somebody was to ask me, like you just did, well, why you say underrated? Well, why aren't I underrated? If you look at underrated in the dictionary, it says underestimated. I have been underestimated by my peers to be rated improperly. There have been times where I feel like I've been rated improperly. And my fans think I'm underrated. So I am underrated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it would be cool to evoke inquiry for those who maybe don't know who Celine Johnson is, you know. Maybe they'll say, well, why is she underrated? Why is she naming that title? Well, let me go see. You know what I'm saying? And then that's cool. That's how you get, you know, that's a good way to get record sales. And, you know, and it's a good definition of who I really am.
Oh, yeah, because you could sing the ABCs right now and I'd buy it. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I'll tell you right now. You
I sing that song more than you think. With two kids in this house, I sing ABC, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, Rockabye Baby is the greatest hit up in here, honey.
Right. That's so funny. You need a children's app and sing. Look, let me tell you right now. I bet you anything it'll sell. Go on ahead and do it.
I'm telling you, I've already thought about it. I've been thinking, because I was going to do it just to play it in my kids' room so I don't have to be in there all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I might just have to go on and release a chip. You know what? That's a good idea. I'm going to put together a children's CD.
Yep, I think you should.
Look,
there you go. Y'all heard it on Global 14 Radio. We hope you're going to drop that exclusive on global14.com, though. But,
you know, I got you, it's going down.
Yeah, it's going down. So one of the things that I also noticed, reading your bio and catching up on you, and you have your own label. And let me just say this. You're not the only female artist that has developed their own label. And why did you go that route?
I wanted to, being on a major record label, and Jive Records is not, actually wasn't a major. It was just a huge independent label. But being on a label that of that size, it later merged with Sony and became bigger. But when I was signed to it, it was just Jive under Zomba.
Right.
But being on a record label that big, well, not big, but having that much money and that much push and power, because I had, you know, the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, I had those kind of, R. Kelly, you know, those kind of big artists to as weight, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So for any other new artist, that's a good push. You know, that's a good selling price for you if you're on a label with huge other big artists. But
right,
what I was trying to say was, being on a major label, you kind of get lost. You don't get lost, but you kind of don't get the exact answer of what happens when things don't turn out the way that they're supposed to.
So pretty much they're not handling your project right. That's just what it is. They're not handling your project
basically,
right, which is
that's
why,
what's going on.
But the thing is,
you don't know, the label's so vast that you don't know who's doing what all the time.
Okay. So if
by doing my own thing, going independent, it's a smaller network, and I know who's what and who's doing what, when and where. And if the problem is me, I can fix it. I have more control over fixing it. And I can live with me making a mistake, me not getting to where I needed, you know, me not making the mark, as opposed to putting my, you know, all of my efforts and everything and my love and my heart and soul into something, and then everybody else ain't doing that. I don't have control over somebody that's determining my destiny. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just wanted to try to see, you know, I just wanted to try to do it by myself, and I wanted to learn what actually, you know, what time it really is behind the scenes.
Right. And that's part of, I think, because you've been in the industry for a long time, and do you feel like that's part of your growth? Once you put your own label together, was that another step or another notch added to your career?
Definitely. I know so much more now than I did before I started the label.
Okay.
And I started it with two nickels rubbing together, literally. I mean, I didn't have a lot to start with. But, you know, God is always good, you know. And I was able to pull off Chapter 4, Labor Pains, which is an awesome album as well.
Right.
And that was all me myself. So if Chapter 4 ever does well in life, it's an amazingly smart investment. If it ever does well, it could go gold. I'll be a millionaire. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So clearly, it was a smart thing to do, and it was the right thing to do. And because of it, it let me know that independent is the new, well, indie is the new major. Like my sister says, that's her slogan,
right.
Indie is the new major. And
right.
It's the truth. It's the better way to go, not just because, and I'm not saying better, because a lot of times I wish I had more money and more push to do things. I'm not saying better, but it's also a good way to go, too, because you can make more money as an artist from the recording side for a change. Because on these big record labels, you don't receive money from the recording side because you're recouping.
Ah, got it. Well, definitely, that's, you know, this is our part one with you. We have you coming on the show pretty soon, and you're going to be on one of our new shows, The Cut, that Onyx is a host of with Golden Fleece and Brightwood, and they're definitely going to get more in detail with this as far as the music side and what you've learned, because mm-hmm. that's one of the things that, you know, what we developed on Global 14 Radio is giving, you know, we want people to come on our shows and really talk to us about the stuff that's behind the scenes, not the drama, you know, all the extras and all the other stuff. Because to me, like you're saying with your own label, and you're getting back to the basics. That's what it sounds like. You're getting back to the basics. And that's what mm-hmm. we want to do on Global 14 Radio. We want to get back to the basics. this is your show.
It's like you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, it's like we all have to kind of start over again. The industry is becoming something different. And it's we have to become more organic and grassroots now in order to, you know, it's like it's sending us back. It's like the history is repeating itself, like the Chipman Circuit used to be back in the day. You know,
yeah,
but just on it really is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like, you know, people are skeptical now. Times are harder. You know, the recession hit, even though we're not in it anymore, but the recession did hit. People didn't want to buy records. Napster happened. Everybody was downloading. People are still downloading. You could be platinum, really, but you'll never know because, you know, iTunes is even out of control. Because somebody could buy your CD, download it to iTunes, and then if another person has iTunes, they just let you borrow their CD and then they download it too.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, people aren't buying CDs anymore.
No,
they're getting it
I think it's also coming down to raw talent too. You know, it's coming down to that because if you really can't sing live, it's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem. If you can't hold a show, it'll be crickets in the auditorium. Real talk.
Right. right.
And they don't give a damn. And maybe you can't sing, but you got to at least have a dope show, you know?
Right.
Something
got to cover up that voice. If you can't sing, you better be doing some backflips or something on stage.
You better be dancing. You better be a dancing ass. You better dance your ass off. You better be Janet Jackson. And see her together. You better be both. You better real beat the shit out you and demand their money back on their tickets.
Right. Woo. Well, what we're going to do tonight, like I said, this is real talk. And when I've been listening to your music ever since I confirmed your interview, going back, listening to everything, and that's what I usually do in preparing for these interviews because I really appreciate people coming on the show, and to make things a little bit different, we want to do an Ask Selena segment. We're going to talk about relationships.
Hey. Well, that's too fun. Come on in.
Yeah, because I was like, you know what? This is what, because we have a dating and relationship group on global14.com, and
mm-hmm.
I pulled some real stuff that people posted in this group. So I want to know how you feel about it. You give your little opinion about some of these things that are being said in this dating and relationships group. So let's go ahead. For the first question, Samantha, like Samantha said, so for New Year's, my man wouldn't take a New Year's shot with me nor count down with me, but the next day he was taking shots with his homeboys for his birthday. Is this a reason to be upset, or am I just overreacting?
Okay. he wouldn't take a shot and do what he wouldn't do with her?
He wouldn't even count down. Pretty much, he wasn't trying to be around her for New Year's. But the next day, he
was out with his homeboys. Was he in the same vicinity as her?
Yes.
Were they in the same place together?
Yes.
So what you mean to tell me is that they sat next to each other, okay? and she was counting. Go back downstairs right now. Go back downstairs. I'm on the phone. She was counting. And go downstairs and wait. Sorry, because that's what I do all day.
It's all good.
So she was counting. Yeah, so she was counting, and he was just sitting there, less quiet, is what you're saying to me.
That's what she made it seem like. Like he was just like, I ain't, you know, he wasn't even trying to have a New Year's kiss. No, nothing. He was just like, whatever. So
okay,
she
well, this, that's an incomplete story. Okay. First of all, that's incomplete. Okay. And no one can make a hypothesis from it. Nobody can make an educated guess on what's actually going on with that. Because
right.
If he didn't count down, he didn't kiss you, he didn't like you, but he sat next to you, seems as if he doesn't like you, but he didn't have nowhere else to go. Nah, I'm just saying.
No.
I mean, he had something to do on his birthday, and he was kicking it, but he ain't had nowhere else to go. He said, let me sit over here and get this out the way. But really, I don't really want to mess with her, so to myself, I'm not going to count, because that's going to justify me not messing with her.
Yo! I'm just curious, like, how can, you know, this is, we don't, okay, because I can go on all day on this subject because I don't understand how anyone could be in a relationship and not enjoy holidays, not enjoy life, and clearly,
together?
If you're upset about something, it's just like, how he just going to sit there and not even care about celebrating or nothing. He's just going to sit there, like you said.
Well, it's very simple. If a man is not participating in holidays with you, those are rites of passage. Those are big moments in time. If
right.
a man does not want to spend New Year's with you, especially New Year's, if he does not spend New Year's with you, he does not care to be with you for that remainder of that year. He does not care.
There you go.
If he does not spend Christmas, Valentine's Day, your birthday, you know, any type of 4th of July, if he has something to do on these holidays,
yeah.
he probably does not like you like that. He does not want
right.
to be with you. It's no guesswork. He just
right.
doesn't want to be with you. He's just not into you.
Right, he's just not into
it's
you.
It's like that movie. He's just not
right.
that into you. He's just not that into you.
Okay, well, I hope she's listening. That answered your question. Well, let's go ahead and get into question number two. How long should a woman wait to introduce her kids to her new man?
I have kids, so if it were me, although I hope I never have to go through that ever.
Right.
But if it were me, he would never know my kids until I was absolutely serious about him. Damn near to the point where we about to, like, be engaged. That's just me.
Right.
That's just me. I'd give it like 6 months. I wouldn't bring him around my kids for about 6 months.
Okay, that's a good.
He would really have to earn their love. Now after 6 months, and you introduce
right.
your kids, and then he acts up. Okay, what are you supposed to do? That's not really your fault. What can you do?
Right.
But the more it keeps happening, the longer I would make people wait. Like if he just wouldn't see my kids until it was on some old. I love you level, we're serious, we're dating, we're moving in together, you're the only one, I'm the only one, you know, damn engaged.
Okay.
Sorry.
Look, that makes sense. You know, there's a lot of crazy people out there, and you know, people get to bring men around the kids after they just met them after a week.
Yeah, that's foolishness. And not
right.
only that, your kids get to see all these different people coming in and out of your life, and
right.
what does that make them think? Especially if you have little girls.
Woo! Boy, that's
kinda,
a whole
it's
nother
hard for them. Yeah. That's
yeah,
because
then they think that's normal. They think it's normal.
They think it's normal, and then when they get older, they imitate the same thing.
Okay. All right.
They allow men to come in and out of their lives.
Right.
Not they do it to their kids, but they'll allow men to come in and out of their lives.
Right. Yeah, my little niece. Trust me, I already got the shotgun out because I'm not even trying to play all that. I don't want her to talk to nobody, because I so many different things are going on, especially with little girls. You have to be protective, and also with little boys, but little girls. You know, so much is going on, and, you know, especially the stuff that's on TV and all that other stuff. But at
yeah,
the same time,
folks, you find a little girl pieces of their body and the ribs and all kind of foolishness.
And that's why I'm just like, I can't even play. That's just like with women who allow their little girl to sit on a man's lap. You know, when you go to a barbecue and everybody's just picking up kids and sitting them in their lap, and I'm like, no.
No.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that's a no-no. But mostly everybody, all the women I know, they don't play that. All the women that I roll with, they don't roll like that with their kids.
I know
they
that's
didn't
right.
When they were younger.
Right, that's a good thing.
That could be a no-brainer, and most men don't do it. I don't have girls, but I have friends and cousins who do have girls, and they've told me that, you know, like one of my cousins, her boyfriend, when her daughter was a little girl, he wouldn't allow any of his friends to even touch her.
That's
she was like, no. He ain't had time for it.
Yeah. There was a little boy that my sister was saying that he approached my nephew and was like, come here, he was trying to touch him. And this little boy, my nephew is 7 and this little boy was 9. And, of course, my nephew punched him. Like, he's supposed to. But she went to his mom, the little boy that was trying to touch my nephew, and she was like, there's something wrong. He's 9 years old. There's no way that he should be asking other kids if he can touch them. Somebody is doing something around him or to
him. Of course
they
are. Of course they are. And kids, other kids are the number one molesters to smaller kids. That's like number one in the polls of molestation. It's other kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow. Yeah, that's a subject right there.
That's a whole
other
subject. Yeah, don't get me started on that because I go to jail over my kids. I don't do molestation.
Look, I know that's right. I'm with you on that. All right, so let's get to the next question. What do you think are some of the biggest mistakes women make in relationships?
Trying to change the man once they get in a relationship, even though they saw the signs beforehand, that he was this way. Thinking that once you're going to be with him, you're going to be able to make him be different.
Right.
That's a classic. We all do that. Everybody do that. That's the biggest
thing. Right. Everybody do that. I think that has a lot to do with dating as well. Like, you automatically, he's a good man after 2 weeks, but you need to get to know him a little bit more, because I think if you wait a little bit longer, I think you'll understand that he's not going to change some of them ways.
Yeah. Well, let me say this, though. Some men actually will change. They'll show signs of change. But personality traits, like some men will change some of the things that they do.
Right.
Some men will stop drinking. Some men will stop going out as much. Some men will, you know, some men will change some of the things that they do, But their personality traits will probably stay with them. Those things are things that they're going to have to reach their levels on by themselves.
Right.
However, I used to say, too, like, you have to, know a person for 15,000 years before you can be with them. When the reality is, you can know him for 10 years and he can still jump out of a bag.
Yep.
Like, these cats out here is out of control. Really, it's just a matter of, it's just tough. It's tough nowadays being single. It's a matter of discernment. You just have to take one day at a time. And unfortunately, there's no formula. You have to be willing to take risks. Relationships are risks with everybody, whether you know them for 15 minutes, whether you know them for 15 years.
Right.
You know, they could still, you could be with somebody. I have a friend who has been married to her husband for 13 years. They're just now getting a divorce because she found out he's cheating.
This wasn't
something that he was doing in the beginning. This is something that he started doing towards the end of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you can. I mean, and they got married, had kids, beautiful family, beautiful life. You know what I'm saying? But both great careers, and just those personality traits.
Right.
They never did. They grew apart. They grew weary of each other because she tried to change him and he's trying to change her. They won't accept. That's the number one rule in any relationship, in my opinion. You have to be willing to accept your mate for who they are.
Right. I agree with you on that. Yeah, because that's.
And then change
like,
his opponent.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since you mentioned cheating, do you think it's appropriate for a man or a woman to keep in contact with their exes in a new relationship?
No.
At that Clarence Day.
I'm sorry. It does really, I mean, no. It only depends if they have children.
Okay.
Because
so
I'm on the phone,
have,
it's like,
but what are the
you
boundaries?
Me out. If they have children, there are boundaries. There are definitely boundaries. It depends on the relationship. I have a husband who has an ex-wife. Huh? Okay, just between me and you. You want Twizzlers. My son is the candy police. It depends on the relationship and the couple. My son,
okay.
I mean, my husband and his wife, ex-wife, rather, don't get along. They have a son together. And I believe that she still has feelings for him, which is why she acts out a lot.
Okay.
It's not a threat to me at all. You know, because if you're going to cheat on me, it ain't got nothing to do with her. But it's I just feel that she has some inner stuff that's still going on with him that she's still trying to, you know, that she still hasn't really resolved within herself.
Right.
And so I think that causes turmoil. But he's totally not into her. Like, it's just a hot mess. It's kind of a hot mess because he doesn't want to talk to her, and that's, like, contradictory when you have a child.
Right.
So they kind of shoot talk, you know what I'm saying? But because he doesn't like her so much, he never wants to talk to her. So it just really depends. And then some relationships where, you know, if the woman's still in love with it, is he dipping back and forth? You know, some relationships where the mother, the baby mother or the mother of the previous, you know, child, is married, gone by the business, and they talk all the time, and he talks to the woman, and the woman talks. Everybody talks. Everybody's friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just really like Will Smith and his baby mama and that setup. You know, some people, it works. It really is individualized. But without kids, it's unnecessary. Totally unnecessary.
I don't play that X mess. Took me a minute, like, you try to, like, okay, when you don't know, to me, I didn't know any better. You know what I'm saying? So you try to be nice about stuff, but let me say this. Never. No. The ex stuff, no. We're not doing that.
It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary.
Right.
What are you talking to her for? What are you talking about? Because let you tell it, I'm your woman. And so we supposed to be, why do you need to talk to another woman? Like, what are y'all talking about? Do y'all work together? you know, y'all got something in common? You sitting in the cubicle next to her? Are y'all on the same team? I mean, what is the purpose of the talking on the phone other than nothing? Because really, y'all are together, y'all not anymore. Okay, it's over.
Right.
So there's nothing left to say.
I'm with you on that.
You dipping back. Nine times out of ten, dude is dipping back.
Right.
That's why they're talking.
Right.
So what time it is today in the world?
How do you feel about another question that was posted? Why do women try to break up happy homes? Now, this is the same girl that posted about the New Year's question. So that question of why do women try to break up happy homes, I really want to hear what you have to say about this one.
Okay, that just completed her story. Clearly her man, okay, it's very clear, okay, that her man has another woman, okay, and she knows about it, and she knows that the girl knows about it, and that's what has happened, okay, now that we got that out the way. Now, why do women try to break up happy homes? It's tons of reasons. I don't think they're sitting around going, I'm going to break up a happy home. No, I don't think women are doing that. I think that because we're emotionally led on things, that we allow situations to take over on us because of our own selfish wants and needs.
Right.
So a lot of times, I know women who have men, all their men got women, and they prefer it that way because they don't want the attachment. They just want what he can give to her at any given time. And it's almost
right.
a defense mechanism for that woman because really what she's saying is, you know, she doesn't want him because she's afraid that if he wants her, he won't want her either. He'll do the same thing to her in a sense. It's deep.
Right.
It's like inner self-hate. Like when a woman does not love herself, she will
right.
not, she doesn't think that she's worthy enough to have a man of her own.
Right.
This is a deep thing because there's women in my family that only go for married men. Now, there's also the woman that's dating the guy. She thinks she got her one, and then she finds out he's got a woman. Okay.
Mm.
She's attached emotionally now. This is kind
right.
of not her fault in a way.
Right.
So she's probably trying to get away, but she can't because her emotions are attached. That's just plain old good old-fashioned selfishness.
Right.
Then there's the woman that's the baby mama who's in competition because you didn't want him until he got somebody else that looked better than you. So now because you have low self-esteem within yourself, you just want to ruin it so that he can't
right.
be happy because you're unhappy. Hurt people hurt people.
Yep.
That's just basically the bottom line.
Look, has anyone ever – now, okay – if I can ask this question, has baby mama ever tried you?
Yes, she has, and I sent her all the way back up under the ground, and I'll do it any day of the week, and I'll keep getting her because some women need it. Really,
right.
I don't waste my time on minor. I don't waste major space on minor people. I never really do.
Okay.
And I never was going to say anything to her until she came for me. But
right.
she came for me, so I sent her back. She has not said anything since then.
So do you? Because
like you can have your issues with my man. You can do whatever you want to do. Like, because
right.
that's between y'all. At the end of the day, I ain't got time for that. I got two kids. I'm trying to do myself.
Right.
I ain't got time for that. So you can have your thing. You know what I'm saying? Go back and forth with him. Don't put me
right.
in it because you don't want me. I'm different. I'm not
right.
going to back down on you. I'm going to cuff you to the floor. And not in such a way where it's, oh, bitch, this pussy's not all. I'm not going to even do that. I'm going to
right.
read you, and I'm going to tell you about yourself real good, all the way until I get the last word. Only because she's a bully.
Right.
And because my husband is very nice, and he's non-confrontational, she feels that she can unload on him at any time and just talk reckless. So because of that, I waited until she came for me, and then I blasted her because it doesn't happen to her because people kiss her ass and tell her she's great and, you know, she surrounds herself with losers, you know, that kind of person.
Right,
to make
right,
herself
right.
Inside. So
right.
because of that, I had to blast her so that it was a reality check. Like, you're not getting ready to come for me because I don't
right.
do that. I ain't that one. That's not me. So you might as well stay with my husband and his mama and do that, because I don't do that. That's the excuse me, stop right here. That's where you stop, and then you turn around and go back the other way. But I'm not going to waste my time going back and forth with people, ever.
Yeah, you should.
But that one good time.
Yeah, that's what women should understand. You don't have to waste your time. And the fact that she came for you, she tried you. And that's the whole thing. You don't have to go all out, and you don't have to hate her every single day. But once she gets in your face, you need to put her in her place and walk away.
She has to be shut down. Because, and this is not just her. This is anybody in the world. People that, because people will take advantage of you. They will.
Mm-hmm.
They will do mean things to you. They will talk to you any kind of way. They will bully you. They will do what they will take from you. They will do whatever it is possible. If it's going to put them they will step on you to get to the next level. They will shit on you to get where they got to go. That's just the way most people think in this world. And they will talk crazy to you and they will disrespect you. But if you get them one good time out the gate, chances are, unless they're insane, chances are, and they like compliments, chances are that they won't try you again. And then you've avoided conflict for the rest of the, you know, for the rest of your time. And maybe you can even come to a place with this person where they begin to respect you.
Right.
But you have to check people in the very at the door. You have to get them at the door.
Oh, yeah, you got to get a hold of them. Shake them up.
You gotta let them know
right. What time it really is. Right. We have a caller for you. Hold on. Let me pull this caller live real quick. Hello, Ken. You are on Global 14 Radio with Selena Johnson. How are you?
Hi, how
Ken?
You doing? Yes.
What's up, Ken?
Hey, how you doing?
You're live with Selena
Oh, really? Okay. I just had a question. I wanted to know, did Selena have any upcoming shows coming up? I'm a huge fan. I just wanted to know if you had any upcoming shows.
Yes, I do. I have an appearance in Texas that's coming up next Friday. Phi Beta Sigma Zeta is joining an event in Texas, and I'll be hosting that in Houston. And then on the January 21st, 22nd, and 21st and 22nd, I'll be doing D.C. and the 21st and 22nd, I'll be doing Philly. Blues Alley is on the 21st. And then another place, a World Jazz Cafe, I think, something like that, in Philly on the 22nd.
Okay. Wow, okay. I'm going to try to see what dates I can make, but I can definitely tell you that this album is one of your greatest albums, and I love your work, and Chapter 5 Underrated is probably the best album I have in my CD player right now. Okay.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Ken.
All right.
All right. So I hope everyone's listening. If you have a question for Selena Johnson tonight, call in 760-913-4119. She would love to hear from you.
I'm Dear Abby tonight. I'm Dear Abby.
Yes, and I'm loving it because it fits. This is everything you guys are hearing tonight. It's in her music, and I also read that the chapters, you know, five different albums, and what you have is these are part of your experiences and things that you've been through. So is that true?
Yes, it is, and obviously some of the songs I have gained inspiration from other things. But chapters 1 through 5 are albums that depict the plight of my life, just everything that I'm going through as a Christian woman, a regular Christian woman, not a holy, holy, roller Christian woman, a Christian woman that falls off, gets back up, just keep trying, pays the tithes, go to church, falls off, get back up, one of those. I'm like a human.
Right.
So it's just my plight on loving God, singing quote-unquote secular music, and, you know, everything in between that I have gone through.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about this single with Tweet, Angry Girl. And you touched on some of the things we're talking about, insecure women. And with Angry Girl, you guys are talking about these women because they're giving the good women a bad name.
Yes.
And Tweet is another one who, when we listen to her music, we definitely can identify with it. So having you both on the track, definitely loved it. It's one of my faves off of their CD.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. It was, I was glad to be able to get Tweet on the record. She's one of my favorite singers ever. And I was so honored to be able to get her to do it. Man, very, very, very blessed.
Wow. No, because I was saying wow because I would have never thought to put both of you on the same track. And it was perfect. I love this song.
Oh, great. That's good.
Because
most women try to say, again, the women don't, Right. They're having a bad time grasping. I've been debated with this song.
Right. Well, this goes back to another thing. Another guy posted in the dating and relationships group. You have to go through there sometimes, because this guy posted a question, and he said that he loves his black women, but he's not dating them no more. And he was saying the reason why is because, you know, black women have attitudes and, you know, all this other stuff. And, you know, so he pretty much just counts sisters out, period, you know. So how do you, when you hear stuff like that, black men saying, you know, I'm not dating no more sisters anymore, and then they give these reasons, you know, how does that make you feel as a black woman?
Okay, there's a couple of things. First of all, that doesn't scare me because I'm already married. So if you don't want us, that's fine, because I don't want you either. second of all, yes, black women, we do need to slow down. We do have attitudes. We do the neck roll. We invented it. We invented the sister girl. We invented all of that. However, get cut off some slack, because clearly black women are at the bottom of the totem pole in the workplace and in everything else. And we're busting our ass, raising kids, and holding down jobs with men who leave their families and don't take care of their kids. So we're doing a lot, okay? Give us a break here. Cut us some slack. Right. And 9 times out of 10, we're not really angry because of you. We're angry because of you. So just cut us some slack. It takes a strong man, a patient man, and a loving man, which is the kind of man that you would want anyway, to deal with a black woman. However, on the flip side, black women, we do need to calm down. We do.
Right.
We're doing too much. We're doing too much neck rolling. We're doing too much. And we're not reaching our levels fast enough as humans. We're not. We're not reaching our levels. We're doing too much talking, not enough listening in our relationships.
Right.
And that is kind of pushing, you know, men away. But I'm gonna tell black men like this. That's dumb to say that, because I know white women that's neck rolling just as much. Chinese women neck rolling. Puerto Ricans is neck rolling and Bodhiquan and cussing you out in 45 different languages. So look at Kobe. He getting divorced right now. Look at Tiger. He almost ran him over in the car. You know, folks is getting cussed out in all different languages. So clearly, slow down with it. I'm not dating the black women no more. Because guess what? It's not just black women. It's all women. And we're all tired. We're all raising kids. We're all having a bad time with you. We're all needing help. We're all suffering. We're all trying to, you know, fight, work our way in the workplace as being women. And we're all dealing with the casting couch. And we're all dealing with all of the little things that go on in our industries, in all our industry workplaces, that are diminishing us and putting us down and back. So clearly, have a little slack for not just black women, but women in general. And black men that say that, whatever. So go on in. I'll get you a white girl. See what happens. Or whatever else, and see what happens with that. Let me know how that pan out.
The chat room is in here laughing. This girl said, cut us some slack, darn it. That's funny. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. When people say stuff like that, I'm just like, really? You really just said I'm no longer dating black women because the attitude and all the other stuff, that's the only answer that you can give? Really? That's it? Maybe it's where you're finding these women. Yeah, really, exactly.
Just say I'm going to leave my options open. Why you got to say I'm not dating black women, period? Why you got to say, you know what, I've dated a lot of black women, and it seems like I've been coming up against the same kind of black women. I'm going to date a different races. You know, I'm going to, you know, open my horizons and see what else. Because love is colorblind. So really, you could be in love with anybody, any color. So why you got to say I'm not dating black women? That's stupid. That's an unintelligent man. That's stupid.
Right. Well, you guys, you heard that. Y'all should go and hit up Homeboy on Global14.com and tell him Selena Johnson said that's stupid.
That's some foolish.
Everybody's laughing. All right, well, I have one more question for you. And this goes along with your song, your single, A Boss. So do you think a woman should date a man who makes less than her?
Okay, this is a very, this is another. This is another individualized situation.
Okay.
Now, if you have been married to a man that has been taking care of you,
right,
and he loses his job and you have to pick up the slack, should you leave him? No. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This
I agree
is
with
your
that.
Husband. You're married to him. Y'all are a team partnership. Stick it out, hang it in there, and make it work. That's
right.
My advice on a married couple.
Okay.
If you just meet a man and he works at the corner store, okay? You met him
okay.
at the corner store, that's where he works, gas station. And let's say you're a nurse, okay? You're making pretty good money.
Uh-huh.
Now, chances are, now this is very rare. Now, let's say he's a great guy. He's the
right.
night manager. And he's trying to, you know, he's in school. He's trying to, you know, do better for himself. You never know what's
right.
going on with people.
Right.
He's, you know, he's got a good head on his shoulders. That might not be a bad idea to date him because equally yoked can mean on the same mental plane. However,
right.
you will have to deal with the fact that it could be an issue for him that you make more money. It might not be one for you, but it might be an issue for him later on along the line.
Right.
Now, it's kind of easier to just date someone that's, you know, either making what you're making or better. But then you can't say that. Because what if
right.
he's making all this money, but he cheats on you every which way?
Right.
So what's happiness? Happiness is defined by what you feel that it is. It has nothing to do with how much money he makes and how much money you make. Can we make money together? That's the question. Can we do this together? That's the question.
Right.
Well, at the end of the day, if I marry a man who has a whole bunch of money and I ain't got shit, okay, what if
right.
he loses everything? Am I cold enough to step my game up to be able to handle it? Or am I whack? Because same for women, too. Because, you know,
right.
what if you know somebody that's going to help you? Or am I so ridiculous as a woman where I don't know how to step my game up and go out in the world and hustle too? We're in different times. We're not in the 1920s. However, it's better to, you know, I wish we could all the women in the world just go get a rich man and all the men could be rich and take care of the house. But then you got women who
right.
don't even like to, who don't even know how to cook, who don't even know how to clean, who don't even wash their clothes and shit, who don't even know how to do nothing. But they
right.
want a man to take care of them. So is that fair? You know what I'm saying? It's individualized. It's all about what the two people decide together.
Right.
It really is. It, nowadays, it's about what the two people decide together. I need a person who's career-minded.
Right.
Who's career-minded, not job-minded. I don't want a man that goes and gets a job. I want a man who's trying to establish a career.
Right.
And if that was advice as a woman, I would say women should look for that. Especially if they have careers, they should look for people that want careers too.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. You know, that's when you just hit a let me back up because I'm thinking about too many different things because I once told someone, you know, you want so much from a man, but you don't have nothing yourself. That don't work.
Offer. Now, is that fair? And I have a friend like that. Who just really thinks she only seeks rich people, but then she don't. You don't have a job. You high maintenance. So
right.
he gonna have to buy plenty weed. He gonna have to keep your titties up. He gonna have to get your eyes done. I mean, just all kinds of shit. But
right.
you don't got
right.
job the first, career the first, and you got a man
right.
that you living with because you living off of him to survive. But you always want somebody else. And I told her, I said, God is not going to give you. I said, God is not going to give him you because
right.
he's somewhere praying for a good woman. So why would God give him you?
Yep.
That's unfair.
Yep. I'm with you on that. Trust me. Look, I'm tired of talking to people about, what they want. I want a $5,000 bag. And just like Martin said, you don't have nothing to put in that bag. You showing up with just a bag. That's it.
Why would you want a $5,000 bag? You'd be better off with a $5,000 IRA bond. How about that? A $5,000 trust or college fund for your kids. A $5,000 savings account.
Yep.
Black people, I'm going to need us to be better. I can't. I'm tired of black people driving up to their house, to their apartments in Porsches. I need that to end, too. Like, I need you to have property.
Right.
I know that this day and age, property is, like, you know, low, but
right.
If you look at white people and you pay attention to how they roll, white people, you go to the big mansions, they don't have Benzes in the driveway. They have Honda Civics, baby, and Toyotas.
Yep.
Cars that are built to last. They save their money. That's how white people get their paper, because they save their money. That's how they stay rich. They're wealthy. We're trying to be rich while they're wealthy. That way their kids are eating. Their kids' kids are eating. And their kids' kids are eating.
Right.
Meanwhile, we steadily struggling generation to generation to generation to generation, teaching each kid, each generation how to struggle. That's all we do.
Yeah,
I'm trying to change
that.
I don't know about nobody else, but I ain't got time for it.
You know, I was raised, let me just say this. My mom was a hustler. And the way that I was raised, let me just say this. I don't know. We used to have everything. Now, I'm not going to say how she got it, but let me just say this. I don't care what was going on, my mom made sure we had the best of everything. And but she taught us about hustling. You know what I'm saying? She taught us about hustling. And the only thing that I felt like she might not have really taught us was to deal with the emotional side of the hustle. But that's what I feel like people are missing, is the emotional side of everything. Like, you just want to get all this stuff, but you don't realize you still have a regular life to live. You can have all these things, but what about you? What about, you know, who you are as a person?
These things don't mean anything. Be real.
Right.
All they are is things to make you happy here on earth while you're here. Great.
Right.
I think, huh? Okay. Great. I think you should have finer things in life. I love finer things. I love bags and shoes. I'm a bag and shoe girl. But at the end of the day, if I got to sell every goddamn bag in that closet for my kids to eat, that's exactly what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, and the sad part is, but the thing is, I don't want to have to sell a bag. I want to be in a position where I have saved enough money, and I'm saving and investing, where I don't have to sell my bag.
Exactly.
Well, I've already had money stacked up and paid up, so I can get bags later. Right now, it's about something different. I don't want my kids to struggle. I want them to have a college fund. I want them to do things. I want to set them up for as adults, not as kids. I don't want to buy them True Religion jeans. I don't want them to have all the best gym shoes and Nikes. I don't want them to go through, have everything, game in the world and all that stuff.
Right.
And as parents, we get caught up into that because, you know, kids are cruel, and in school, you know, they compare and this, that, and the other, and, you know, you got to do a little bit, you know, so your kids can be up to date. But at the end of the day, I just want my kids to be set. I don't want my kids to take care of me when I'm older. I want to be set, and I want to be able to help my kids.
Right.
Like, because, you know, black families is like, our kids go to college, they come home, and then they got to take care of their parents. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, no, I want that. I want to help them.
Yeah, we have to do better. We definitely have to do better with raising, you know, our families, and especially in the community. I think we all need to understand that, you know, the kids that are growing up right now, they're looking for an outlet. They're trying to learn, you know, okay, who they are. And I think that right now so much is going on, and people are, you know, they're turning their heads to violence, and like we talked about earlier, child molestation, and then even some of the stuff that we've seen on other stuff, But I think as adults, I think we do have some type of responsibility to let these kids know that this is not the way to live.
This is not acceptable.
Right.
Like, kids having cell phones at 4 years old. Like, my goddaughter has a cell phone and she's four. Like, I think that's absurd.
Oh,
my God. This is ridiculous. I love her to death. She's a princess, she's the bomb, and she's the best. However, I don't think she should have a cell phone at four.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
4 years old. Kids have a cell phone and they're like five, you know. Like, that's crazy to me.
Right.
Kids
have
jeans that cost more than, you know, your cable bill and your car note. Like,
yeah,
that's
they're
ridiculous.
Still pumping. It doesn't make sense. Like my nephew's father, he wanted to get him an iPad, and I was like, no. I said, he needs to learn how to use a real computer. Getting him an iPad is not setting him up. My nephew is eight, but it's just like,
He can get an iPad. That's for kids his age. Ages 4 to 9. I just got one for my son.
Okay. I'm going to tell
my
sister
about it.
It's
like a little iPad.
Okay. Yeah, but it's just like,
how about
you know,
that? Like something that's for kids.
Right. But it's just like, you want your kids, like, it's like you're showing off more than your kids. Like, this is a great toy, but you're showing off because you want to tell people, oh, yeah, I bought my son.
My son, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's all it'd be about. And then, or sometimes, you know, parents, especially mothers, single mothers get into this a lot. They buy their kids things to compensate for the father not being around.
Right. Yeah.
My sister used to do that with my nephew. You know, my nephew did not go without ever. His father was off the chain, though. You know, his father was on drugs and out of control. But, you know, we did a good job of making it seem as if, you know, that he would not want for anything. And he didn't ever, and he still doesn't to this day. However, he will always miss, you know, his father's. Yeah, he's always had that void in his life as his father. But, my sister knows that, and she's already past that stage. But back then, that's what we was trying to do. You know, we was trying, all of us. We didn't want my nephew to go without on any level because their fathers were off the chain.
Right. Yeah, I have a relationship with my father now, but I definitely, and me and him talk about this all the time, the things that he's taught me in the past maybe 6 years, if he was around when I was younger, I would be dangerous. Because the things that I learned from my father alone, I wish he would have been there. And, you know, it's all a process of getting to know my dad, but he's there for me now. But definitely I wish he would have been there because he's taught me so much. Like I said, in the past 6 years, that I wish I would have known, you know, way back when, you know, while I was growing up. So, yeah, that is very important. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, we won't get into fathers. So that's all.
Yeah.
We won't go there.
Well,
Selena,
I'm so glad we had this opportunity to do this Ask Selena segment. Because this was fun.
Yes, this is awesome. Because clearly I talked to a four-year-old and a 10-month-old all day. So this was, adult conversation is necessary for someone like me.
Right. Yo, let me tell you, everyone in the chat room loved the conversation tonight. We definitely can't wait to hear your next interview on our music show, The Cut. But I really appreciate you. I wish you the best. I love your music.
Thank you.
I meant everything that I said. I will continue to support you. And please, if you do this children's CD, trust me, I will be the first one signed up to get it because that voice of yours is insane.
Thank you
it's
so
insane.
Much. I really am seriously thinking about that. And now that I'm thinking of it, maybe a book to go with it.
You know
that
what?
Might be a good idea.
An illustration? Ooh, yes. Look, you know what, Selena? We definitely
because clearly
seriously.
I'm also trying to do. I'm in school for nutrition science, and because I want to get my. I'm about to get my. Huh? Huh?
That's so funny that you mentioned that. You know, we're getting ready to launch a healthy living show next Tuesday.
Get out of here. I'm like a health guru. Like, I'm so into the health world, and I'm a nutrition science major, and what I'm trying to do with it is I want to create workout DVDs for kids and moms.
Oh, wow.
Like a whole line of them. That's what I'm trying to get my body back in shape because, you know, for my baby, I'm still working on that, even though he almost won, but I'm still working on that.
Because
I gained like 70 pounds, so I want to do the DVDs and, you know, you guys should have me be the advocate, the lady on the show.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell the host, and we will definitely hit you up for that. I'm going to make sure that they hit you up for that. So definitely
mm-hmm.
we'll have you all on Global 14 Radio.
Hey, come on.
I know. Well, oh, right before we go, we have one more caller for you. They just called in, so stand by real quick.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Cassandra, you are live on Global 14 Radio.
Hi, Selena.
Hi.
I'm one of your Facebook fans. I'm doing fine.
Yay.
On the subject of the kids with the cell phones, I'm a second grade teacher. And after the holidays, some of these kids came back to school with better cell phones than I have.
Child, it's something serious. I don't know what's going on.
Me neither. And I asked them, who are you going to
call? It's ridiculous. And letting them surf the net. And uncensored. They're on the internet with these phones, and it's uncensored. And that's why they're exposed to so much stuff they're not supposed to be.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And I'm a big fan of yours, and I love your music. When are you going to come to the Carolinas?
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to come. One of my very best friends lives in North Carolina. And if nothing else, I'll definitely be there to visit. But I would love to come to North Carolina as soon as they can bring me there. The closest that I will be soon is probably Atlanta. I'll probably be there soon.
Okay. Well, it was good talking to you. Thank you for taking my call, and have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for calling.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Sorry about that, Cassandra. We cut you off. Didn't mean to do that. But, Selena, once again, what I want you to do is tell us some of your new dates that you have that you're going to be performing and also where everyone can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, Selena_Johnson. I talk frequently on there. If I don't say anything, I still check all my, you know, I try to check my timeline as much as I can. Facebook. I'm on there. All these things come through my cell phone. So I talk on Facebook, thenewsj.com, and then like my fan page, Selena Johnson Official. I'm on there all the time, too. I actually talk on them. These are not other people. I actually talk on these sites.
Okay.
They come through my phone. So and thenewsj.com is my website, and that's up. You can buy all albums, chapters 1 through 5. Chapter 5, Underrated, is out in stores. Please go and get that. I'll be in D.C. January 21st, Philly January 22nd, Houston, Texas, January 13th. And I'm also going to the Grammys. My father was nominated. I'm very excited about that and very excited for him. He's nominated for 2 nominations, so I'm going to go with him.
Congrats.
And we may perform. So, guys, look for that because the president did ask him to perform, so he's just trying to get it approved. We may or may not. You know how this industry is.
Yeah.
but it's a good possibility that we will. So that will be really, really awesome. If we do, we will sing Is It Because I'm Black? Is what me and him have been talking about. So that's cool. Then I'm going to London in March, Birmingham, Manchester. So that's going to be awesome, and Jazz Cafe in London, which is something that I have been trying to do for the past 10 years. So I'm really, really excited about London. That's going to be huge. That will be the first time I performed there by myself. When I went there before, it was with Kanye West. This time it will be by myself.
You haven't been over there because I thought, you know, I apologize for this, but I thought you would have been over there already. I mean, Europeans are
special. Oh, I've been over there thousands of times now. I've been over there.
But not
and
by
done
yourself. Not by yourself.
But no, no, no. I've been over there and done press junkets for my own records, and I've had top 40 hits over there and everything. But
right.
just never performed. My label, my Jive Records at the time. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm on Shawnee Records now. But Jive
right.
Records at the time did not want to fund or try and push to help me perform anywhere because it would cost too much. Yeah. It's
oh,
deep,
well,
y'all
already know what's about to happen, right? Because
it's about to go down, so I'm going to try to blow up the stage and where nobody can ever sing on it ever again.
Right.
I'm going to try to sing so high that the microphone is just going to explode.
That's right. That's what's going to happen.
So that they can bring me back. Well, I just hope that they really love the show so that, you know, London can bring me back. Because they even though I've never performed there, they're still so loyal as fans. And I'm just so grateful that they're going to bring me there. And they said that the show is almost sold out already, and it's in March. So they may add another one.
Selena, you're going to be over. No. I already know what's about to happen. So I hope your passport is good.
My passport is good because my husband used to play ball overseas. So I definitely have a
right.
passport that has got plenty of stamps on it. So
I know that's
we
right. Look,
and
yeah,
I love London. London is the bomb. So I
yeah, that won't
go.
Be your last time over there. I'm definitely rooting for you. You should have been over there. So, yeah, someone dropped the ball on it. But anyways.
Yeah.
So once again.
Anyway, keep it moving.
Right. We love you. We can't wait because we know you're going to be back on Global 14 Radio a couple more times, which we're very excited about
yes,
it.
And
then
shout out to
Jermaine
Dupri for playing our song that we had together. He played it the other day. That was cool on his site. He put it up on his site.
Mm-hmm. That's what everyday people like. We have fun in there, and we support each other, and that's what it's all about. And, you know,
yeah.
like I said, we definitely we will continue to support you in everything that you do. Anytime you want us to blast something for you, have your people send it, and we'll do it. It's all good. This is what it's all about. We love you.
Thank you so much. We definitely will send songs. We're actually getting ready to shoot another video, and I'm thinking of what we're trying to do is do like a little movie video.
Okay.
So it's going to be cool, like with two songs merged together.
Oh, wow.
We got some cool things coming. I got some cool things coming. You guys are going to be so excited, and I'm going to be in Atlanta. I'm going to be in
Atlanta
because I've been actually thinking about moving there, too. So.
Oh, really? Well, you know, we're so global. You know, I'm doing this show from California. I have some people that are in North Carolina that are doing. But let me tell you, we are all over the place.
Well, good. I hope you got some people in Atlanta because it's going down.
We do. And we want to make sure we get the information out to them. So, once again, I'm grateful that you took the time out to be on the show tonight. And once again, we love you. We will continue to support everything you do. And I am looking forward
to
the show.
Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to the next time. You guys are so much fun. I had so much fun tonight. It's
I'm
nice
glad.
To be able to talk about something other than my music. It's cool.
Well, you know what? We're going to have you back on so we can get to the nitty-gritty of your experiences in the music industry. But at the same time, this is what we wanted to do because we feel like a lot of times artists don't get to be themselves in interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely... you entertained us tonight. A lot of people love the conversation, and you gave a lot of people some good advice. So we can't wait to have you back on. Happy New Year to
you
and your family.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
All right, and have a good night.
You too. Bye.
All right, once again, lifers, that was Selena Johnson. If you missed this show, I don't even know what to tell you. Selena was very candid. She was honest. She definitely told us and told a lot of people exactly what it really is when it comes to relationships. So once again, I want to thank everyone that's in the chat room that's listening, all those that were in the chat room tonight commenting. I love you guys. You guys always support us. Global 14 Radio, we are not going to stop. we are going to continue to give you the best interviews like we did tonight. All right, so once again, as usual, at the end of the show, we go ahead and play the song of the day from the Puppet or Duppet group. And this comes from, Stand By, this comes from J.C. Flames, Imperfect Love, all right? And once again, play your music. Put it in the Puppet or Duppet group. Don't miss the opportunity on global14.com, all right? Once again, song of the day from the Puppet or Duppet group, J.C. Flames, Imperfect Love.
And a lot of crew got all the swag. We got all the girls. Man, pass the lighter.
I mean, I used to want the fairy tale ending, you know, and everything
was
just so perfect.
It's a housewife.
And, like, there was no worries, no arguments. But I realized that that's what makes it worth it. If I never said I hated you, I never loved you. I know it's weird, but no.
Send flowers to your house today just because it was Tuesday. I love you more than words can say. So if you don't understand, baby, it's okay. But I'm wondering if you feel the same way that I do. Like this gon' last for 100 years plus two. Call me Ching, gave me my test back. I made an A plus, they know how to act. Erdogan turn to the welcome mat and get the lift from my contest. I see love through my contest. Words I thought I'd never say. But I found you and wanna wake up with you every day. How did you get in my head? It made me so interested and believing that it's lusted you and putting all my trust in you. But if you scared I do you wrong and wanna move on, just tell me and I'm gone. This ain't perfect, but if we don't argue, and every night I call you, I won't have time to think about how much I love you or how lost I am without you. Blame.
And I remember I used to always think when you say stuff like you should listen to your girls and left me alone. I used to always think that meant you didn't want me. That's what made us stick together. You know what I'm saying?
I swear I love it when you tell me that you hate me. I love it when you say you wish you never dated me. All the arguments is what makes it worth it. I'm so glad that this love is not perfect. I swear I love it when you tell me that you hate me. I love it when you say you wish you never dated me. All the arguments is what makes it worth it. I'm so glad that this love is not perfect.
Chocolate in your house today. Just because it was Wednesday. I just want to see you happy. So if you don't understand, maybe it's okay. I miss you more than words can say. So can you pick up your phone? I take back all the times I said I hate you and things I did wrong. Got no chance to still mess up. Fell again when we met up. You tell me that you fed up when I wish to make a rock that fed up. I just want to settle down. Words I thought I'd never say. But I found you and you're perfect in every way. How did you get in my brain? Made me see love so damn plain. Believing that this love is true and giving all my heart to you. But if you scared I do you wrong and wanna move on, just tell me and I'm gone. This ain't perfect, but if we don't argue, and every night I call you, I won't have time to think about how much I love you or how lost I am without you.
And after the last argument, I remember we went a whole day without talking. And I was just in my bed thinking about you. You text me and said, I love you, baby. Good night. That made my day.
This is Dream Time.